Hey, it's Vikings Game Plan. Happy Sunday and welcome to the TCO Studios. I'm Paul Allen, joined this week by Minnesota Vikings offensive coordinator Pat Shurmur. The Vikings are 5-2 into this game against the Cleveland Browns in London. From 5-2, just an overview, what have you felt about the offense this year?
Well, I think each week we're trying to find a way to win, and it's a credit to our players. Each week somebody new steps up and has a big game. Last week, obviously, Latavius had an outstanding game.
Murray, running room, left side, 10, 5, touchdown. Latavius Murray's first touchdown of this season.
All starts up front, the offensive line blocked well, and then Jarius Wright had some big catches, especially on third downs.
54 yards for Jarius Wright, including a game long of 30 for the veteran from Arkansas. You mentioned that offensive line. Riley Reiff and Jeremiah Searles, who already was filling in for Nick Easton, they both go out of that Baltimore game. In comes Rashad Hill. I know you put a lot of time into Rashad this offseason, just in case.
Sure.
And rookie Danny Isadora, the rookie fifth rounder from Miami. How did they do?
Well, I think they did a great job. To come in the middle of a game is not an easy thing for an offensive line. And Danny came in first and did a great job. And then certainly Rashad came in, and they were blocking some pretty terrific pass rushers and run stuffers. So we feel like they did a good job. We were down to our sixth and seventh linemen, so they went in there with the idea that they couldn't come out.
Pat, into the equation, winning games and the ultimate team game, offense, defense, special teams, that's what matters most. With your quarterback, your current quarterback, Case Keenum, we'll look at some box scores and even break down some throws and misfires and good connections and everything, and it's not always the biggest box score in the world. But you win games.
Right.
So with Case overall, what do you think?
Well, I think the proof is in the pudding. I think he's helped us win four ball games.
Keenum on the money, dumps it in between a pair of defenders, and that's a first down to Thielen.
That's a great throw by Case Keenum again.
He does a lot of things well behind the scenes. There's times when a run play will be checked because the coverage dictates it. He's made some really good throws. He understands the matchups each week, and behind the scenes, he is all in. You know, he's doing what we need him to do. He's playing up to his capabilities, and I got to just keep remembering to call the things that he's good at.
How impressive was it, that Monday Night Football game for you, when Case went 17 of 21? I mean, you try to go with Bradford, doesn't work. Case comes in, and he's not good. He's unbelievable.
Yeah, no, he came in, and that's really the hallmark of a backup quarterback, to be able to come in with very few reps and execute, and he did that. But he's also done well with a full week of game planning. So, you know, we feel very fortunate that he's with us, and we just try to keep him going.
When Pat's offense and or the Minnesota Vikings run for 125 yards or more, 5-0 this season. 169 rushing yards, most recently against Baltimore. What are all the ingredients that go into that powerhouse running game?
Well, I think it starts up front, and certainly the Baltimore game's in the rearview mirror. This is a different style of defense that we're going to play this week. But it starts up front always, you know, being able to get the front blocked. And then it obviously goes to the skill and ability of the running backs, good vision, hitting the right landmarks. And then the perimeter blocks, I think, are important. And then also getting into the right run, and that's where the quarterback can help you. Instead of running where they're all standing, maybe run the other way.
Yeah.
And so it's a coordinated effort, but anything you do offensively starts up front, and I think those guys are doing a great job.
Adam Thielen's the only receiver in the NFL with at least five catches through seven games. No touchdowns, but a bunch of receptions always moves the chains. Don't you love his game?
Blitz coming, and wide open again is Thielen, and that is a first down at the 11-yard line.
He does everything you want. He's an instinctive player. He can play outside, he can play inside. We can throw him in there. He'll block the edges. He makes big catches on first, second, and third down, and he's a very, very valuable player for us.